listening to the Region 10 Report with your host, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com, where the alternative media gets their news. This show will expose the elite domination plan, disinfo agents, propaganda, corporate control, and the UN plan to strip the world of its freedom and the U.S. of its constitution. This is the Region 10 Report with Suzanne Posel, bringing you the real truth behind the news.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us to the second hour of the Region 10 Report. I have Vinny Eastwood staying along with me. Vinny, you did a broadcast just recently with Thomas Sheridan and James Corbett and Jay Widener, and that was some of the best radio that I've heard in a long time. I was listening to it late last night. Actually, my husband wanted to go to bed, and I was still listening to it, and I didn't want to leave. I didn't catch the last couple of, like, 20 or 30 minutes of it because I was being forced to go to bed. I was just riveted by this entire conversation. What prompted this?
Actually, I just asked Thomas Sheridan, you know, do you want to have a – if you wanted to do a show, bro, you know, just chuck me some names and I'll put it together. And he throws out this name, Jay Widener. He throws out this name, James Corbett, to have a roundtable discussion about psychopaths. And that's kind of who I am and what I do. I'm kind of like marijuana. I bring people together.
Sitting around at a table.
You know, pass it on, preferably to the left. And what was good about this this conversation is well, look at it this way: if you got one of these, just one of these guests by themselves is a really riveting conversation. Two of them, oh my god! But three, oh frack!
Absolutely.
And you know what? The worst thing about this is when I was uploading these videos last night, the full version didn't work. So there's only the first hour there with Thomas Sheridan and Jay Widener, and the second hour with James Corbett joining us as well ain't up there. And I don't know what caused that. And the conspiracy theorist within me.
Psychopaths were listening to you.
Totally, bro. They're totes cray cray. And I was... I'm not paranoid, like, by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I'm past that kind of to a degree, or rather, I never actually really entered into it, because instead of paranoia, I normally use depression or rage in order to justify my existence, and I think. Maybe it's part of the fact that I'm really large, you know. I'm 6'4", so I determined a while ago, you know, I'm 6'4". What the hell can I hide from? Nothing, you know. No matter where I go, they will find me. So I would rather live my life free of fear, psychopathy, and scumbaggery, and instead make them afraid. Expose their scumbaggery. After all, it's people like Thomas Sheridan and Jay Widener who have experienced these people firsthand, and indeed can explain in intense detail what these things are about. But they didn't mention any of these personal stories on air. That was mostly off air, and I'm not going to publish those conversations because, look, it's not about censorship. It's about journalistic responsibility, okay? These men have literally put themselves on the line to expose a mentality or a parasite or whatever it is that you want to call it that is currently ruling the planet, okay? And as a direct result, there are certain things that they can't do or say on air for fear of retaliation. And they're right to fear the retaliation of psychopaths. As anybody who has ever dealt with a psychopath knows, they have no scruples. They don't have any rules that they abide by. No morals, no ethics. If you wanted to get revenge on somebody as a generally kind of decent person, and you've suddenly just been, you know, flipped off the handle, and you feel that you want justice, so you want to destroy a scumbag's life or whatever, you know, you want to, I don't know, expose somebody as being a bad person, a liar, a thief, or a cheat, or an abusive scumbag, or somebody who's defamatory, or so on and so forth. There's ad infinitum reasons to be a reasonable person and want to expose a very, very bad, evil, disgusting person. The problem is, if you're exposing a psychopath, and instead of just a douchebag, they will retaliate in such a ways that you cannot predict. You know why? Because you don't think like a psychopath. That's why you can't predict what they will do to you. You have morals. You have ethics. So there's certain things you won't do. For example, if you were really upset with somebody stealing your home or something like that, you know, you'd take them to court. You'd create a blog and tell the truth and get it out there to people. A psychopath would just kill the person. Or torture their children in front of them, you know? Like, whoa, step the frack back. You know what I'm saying? They'll start up websites about you, defaming your name. They literally want to destroy everything about you. They don't just want you to learn a lesson. They want you to be destroyed. If they had the ability to get away with murder, they'd kill you. Okay? If they had the ability to get away with kidnapping and raping your children, they'd do it. This is the kind of people that we're dealing with here. They're very, very dangerous.
And they are consumed by it. They think about you day and night. They have other people watching your every move. And it makes people who are trying to expose these people nervous because, like you said, they don't think like a sociopath or a psychopath, so they don't expect the retaliation from where it's coming from. It comes from places that they're not even paying attention to. And then all of a sudden, they're in a situation that they don't understand how they got in there. And it's a serious situation that they don't even have time to think. They just have to react. And to put someone in that position is absolutely egregious. There's no word for that.
Actually, there is. It's a four-letter word, and it rhymes, and it's evil. And that's basically what psychopaths are. The old adage, you know, the dark versus the light, the black versus white sort of mentality, you know, in the Bible, demons, etc., that kind of thing. That is what these people most closely embody. And it is indeed some, like, in my opinion, a real manifestation of evil on this plane of existence. These people are suckers of Satan's lollipop, each and every one of them. And they deserve to be exposed. The problem is, if you expose them, you go down for doing so, and they won't wind up being exposed invariably a lot of the time. So one of the things that was reiterated a number of times on the program, and I want to stress this to the audience, if you have a psychopath in your midst, somebody without a conscience, somebody who enjoys inflicting human suffering, somebody who is a deceptive scumbag, somebody who has a gaggle of scum cronies around them pretty much at all times because they're that frickin' vain, do not attempt to engage them. Do not attempt to bring them around. Run. Run your ass off. These people will frack up your life. And it doesn't matter whether or not they're offering you business opportunities or wanting to bring you on their radio shows or anything like that. Run. Run your ass. Nothing good can come from an interaction with these people. They are toxic, okay? They're a cancer on this world, a parasite of the soul, quite literally, in fact. One of the other interesting parts that came up in the conversation was surprising to me, a general agreement between these experts on psychopaths that they actually have a transmittable infection of the mind. They're actually capable of turning you into a psychopath. That was the scariest thing for me. And,
well, how is that accomplished?
Well, I don't know how it's accomplished, but they accomplish it nonetheless. The old adage of if you go to hell and you come back, you bring back hell with you. And this is what happens to it. In fact, I believe a lot of truthers, even some friends of mine, that they've had their head in the darkness for so long that it's corrupted their minds and they can no longer see the light. And this is something that I found intensely interesting, because those who are exposing psychopaths are actually in danger of becoming them through contact. This is something that I find very interesting, and that's why these psychopaths have these gaggle of scum following them around. You know, these are people who have, again, just like them, no scruples. Like, perhaps they never achieved any form of independence. Like, they never bothered to leave home, and they blame the world for their problems. And anybody who critiques them and said, you know what, you lied, you were really nasty to me, and that kind of stuff, that instead of going, you know what, I was actually a bit of a douchebag there, I'm sorry, they say, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, you know, and make it out like it's your fault. You know, these kind of people, we've all met them. Thomas Sheridan calls them proto-psychopaths. It's like, have you ever seen the film Blade, where they have what they called familiars, which are humans who serve the vampires, okay, in the hopes that one day they can be turned? That's kind of a filmographic version of what these people kind of are. These low, slovenly scum who want to obtain the evil, who want to be blessed with a lack of a conscience.
This is amazing, because it permeates. People get into relationships with people like this. They get into friendships and business deals with people like this. We have these people running our country and other countries. The puppets that they get to front their garbage are usually the minions that want to be part of it, and you can tell by the fact that Obama shows up in a small town with a 300-car entourage and 50 cops driving by. It takes like an hour for his entourage to drive by. That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, that's, I know he's the president. Yes.
That's psychopathic. And this is another thing that psychopaths love and can't get enough of, is an entourage. They feed off of human energy. They feed off attention. So they often have these large meetings that they always have to meet in person. Like, digital is not enough. These people need to be in the very presence of people. And I theorize that this might be because they realize that they're infectious, and they realize that they're capable of recruiting and deceiving new saps into their fold. But they can only do it in person. They're enchanting. They project this image of greatness, of respect, and so on and so forth. You know, you look up to them, sort of thing. Only once you realize what they are, what is behind those dull cow eyes, only once you're capable of identifying the behavioral patterns of a psychopath, can you even understand what it is that you are dealing with and decide whether or not you want to continue to be in their way. You know what I'm saying? And anybody, I believe, who chooses to engage these psychopaths in a positive way and just say, oh, well, you know, maybe they're just misunderstood, maybe psychopathy isn't really that bad, you are under the influence, okay? You've bought into their deception. This is something that they're incredibly talented at, is deceiving en masse. These are the kind of people who crave admiration from other people. All right. So you'll find these people in the power centers of society. The American Medical Journal states that there were a number of different places, a number of different careers that you're most likely to find them, which would be business, entertainment, politics, religious gurus, and lawyers, because those are positions of trust. And psychopaths love to deceive people into trusting them.
And the people that hang around them, it appears that they might have issues with liking being abused. You know, I know that's terrible English, but that they enjoy being abused, that they identify, unless they're being abused, they don't feel like they're loved or cared for.
It's more like they're easily manipulated, and psychopaths are master manipulators. So it's one on top of the other, and it often actually stems from abuse in your past. If you've been abused and people haven't shown you love, you've got nothing to compare it to. So you think that this is just the way it is kind of thing. So you put up with it, much like a beaten wife syndrome or whatever it's called. And that's the really sad thing, really, is because these people are such scum, and it's not necessarily their fault that they turned into scum. It's probably environmental and their parents and things like that. And a psychopath uses that to their own advantage. Like, let's say somebody come out and expose a psychopathic radio show host or something like that. What he'll do is they'll get a group of his crony scum to come out and say things about you, defame you, set up fake websites, make videos or do radio broadcasts where the entire point of it is to isolate you, essentially. And we'll talk about more of that when I come back from break.
Absolutely, folks. You're listening to the Region 10 Report, and we have Vinny Eastwood on the show.
Denying the times of the low were at ease, when at odds with establishment, iron wore upkeep, while asking one question for answering it first, as the central intelligence eats the whole world. Tell me how you feel.
Hey everyone, we're back. The CIA and the everybody, they're just destroying everything and all of the crap that we see on television, and the news looks just like the movies. So, you know, does it matter if you're watching a sitcom or the evening news? Not really. And we have to deal with people who are in our daily lives, literally trying to make us crazy and destroy us, and then pointing the finger and saying, he or she is crazy. Look at him.
Well, I think we're suffering from a predominant insanity module. I think would be as I'd describe it, where insanity is normal and to be sane is rare. You know what I'm saying? The entirety of society is breaking apart at the seams because of this. Like here's a measure of insanity: my life is going to hell. Therefore, I'm going to dump on everybody else in my life whose life is also going to hell, because instead of dealing with my own issues, I'm going to point out all of their issues in order to make myself feel better.
Right. Instead of saying, okay, it sucks right now. How can I fix this? What can I do? Starting right now, make a list if you have to. Change your life. Everything you do is your own choice.
You know, did you know that if you help other people, if you're altruistic, if you're generous, you actually live longer. You actually become happier. No matter how crappy your finances are, how crappy the living situation that you're in is, if you're helping people and you're doing what's good by humanity or by the homeless or whatever, your brain tells you that you're a good fracking person. And it's very, very difficult to get depressed because you're surrounded by all of this positive reinforcement. I helped that person, that person, that person, that person. You know, like there's been days when I've helped over a dozen activists either get information out there or amplify their voice at a protest with a megaphone and getting their articles out there for them, or they need people invited to their conferences and things like that. And I do it, you know. It's not because I freaking have to or I've got some kind of obligation. It's because I actually care about these people. You know, I don't want to sit around while I have the ability to help them who can't help themselves and just dump on them and say, oh, you're all in your own thing. And this is my problem with a lot of people. You know, they always think, oh, we're on my own. You know, it's like, no, dude, you're not separate. You are part of an indivisible whole. OK, the word individual means not separate. You know that? So if you're an individual, it means that you must recognize that you are part of a whole and start playing to the tune, yo, okay? If you are an individual who plays a piano and you have another individual who plays drums and another who's a lead singer and another who's a guitarist, you get those individuals together and they become a band, okay? This is what life is actually really about. Helping others and being a good person and finding out where you fit in with others, not dumping on others, not deceiving people about what the true nature of reality is. Frack that, Shiite Muslim. And psychopaths permeate this culture. And as a direct result, as I said, it's infectious. And I know one thing that it made me think about during the show when they told me of that infectious nature, that they're actually capable of overtaking your brain via having contact with them and destroying your ability to have emotions, destroying your ability to have empathy, destroying your ability to have creativity through persistent contact with these creatures is really scary. Because you know what that makes me wonder about? Whether or not it is possible to influence people digitally. Okay? So if you're listening to a psychopath on the radio, how long do you have to listen to him before you start to become like him? If you're listening to a psychopath on the mainstream media, in the news every night, how long does it take before you become exactly like them? Is that even possible? Or will you be like me, who as soon as you realize that this person's a lying sociopathic piece of trash, that you never listen to them again? You never have anything to do with them? Because you can't. Yeah, there's no point. There's no benefit in it, you know? Somebody did a rap song about me, that one of the worst rap songs probably ever written. And I did a rap song back. And I haven't released it. I ain't gonna put it on my YouTube channel or anything like that. It's just for my personal enjoyment, so that whenever I'm feeling down or anything like that, I can listen to myself spitting rhymes and insulting the living frack out of this mother fracker who insulted me. Okay? That's for me. That's not for anybody else, because if I start to release it out there and this person finds out about it, he'll come back and attack me, and you know the whole Shiite Muslim storm will start all over again. That's what psychopaths do. Okay, so if you're going to expose one of these people, you have to do it absolutely covertly. Pseudonyms or fake websites and things like that. And you know what the problem is? Then you're using their own tactics against them, which means that your own morality, your own ethical standpoint by which you dominate your entire life, which makes you a good person, has become corrupted by the very people that you're trying to expose. You can't do anything with these people, okay? This is like, they're like radiation. You can't have any practical use for it, being around it as a human being. You need, and a suit ain't going to help you, because they can still penetrate through any protective layers that you think you have. Doesn't matter how well prepared your mind is. Doesn't matter how guarded your compound is. They will destroy you if you come after them. Don't come after them. Run away from them. Fight or flight, pick flight. Okay? Like the 9/11 hijackers.
Exactly. You know, the other thing about it is when they attack you, if you're a good person, I mean, you know, if you're the type of person that if someone needs something, you give it to them or you help them out or people know that they can trust you or you're just a really good person. When you're being attacked, you will have help. You will have help from all these people. They will not just, hey, man, can I help you? They will actually help you get back on your feet. Get what you need done, get it right. Whatever the psychopath destroyed, they will make it right so that you can continue doing what you're doing.
They'll be there for you at 4 o'clock in the morning to have a 3-hour conversation with you to listen to your problems.
Yes.
Okay. As I have done for a number of people, because when they're in their time of need, what's more valuable? Your good friend who is being attacked and is very vulnerable, or you getting just an extra couple of hours sleep? I don't think that's a hard decision, and it's selfish, in other words. Like, I remember was it only a week back? How long have I been off from holiday? I don't think that long. I think I came back on the 8th, and I'd stayed up till 5:45 in the morning, 7:45 in the morning and midday, over 3 nights to finish 3 documentaries. One of which was about a guy who's exposing the council corruption at Auckland, and a bunch of psychopaths there were literally destroying his life, destroyed his business, took his home from him, threw him in jail for no reason. Even gave him court orders and bail conditions that he can't even contact anybody for help or publish anything on the internet. So I edited all 3 hours of his testimony in a night. Okay? Nobody can do that. Nobody was prepared to do that for him except me. And that's the kind of guy I am. When you are in need, when you actually need me, I'm there for you. Psychopaths are the direct opposite of me. Okay? When you don't need them, they're there. When you don't want them, they're there. When you don't want them to do something to you, they'll do it. Okay? They are the antithesis of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because they want death, slavery, and the pursuit of scumbaggery.
Absolutely. And their goal is to become the only voice out there. They want everyone to think the way that they do and act the way that they do. It makes them more comfortable.
Yeah, and that's part of the infectious thing. They literally can't be around other people who are perhaps like me because, well, basically they're afraid of being exposed. That's why they so aggressively respond when people try to expose them, because that's their Achilles heel, that's their weakness, and this is the part of the reason why I really hope, Suzanne, that this interview that I did with Jay Widener, Thomas Sheridan, and James Corbett goes mega, mega, mega. Let me underline that one more time: mega viral. Because the whole planet needs to know this information. The only reason why these archons, these psychopaths, these controllers, these heartless creatures have control is because people are uneducated about them. They do not know how to identify them. They do not know what tactics to use against them. And we hope to arm the good people out there with infallible truths by which they can base their conflict with these creatures on. They are so dangerous. And if you don't know your enemy, how are you going to fight them?
Well, the idea that I talk about a lot and Karen Quinn Tosato talks about a lot, the non-compliance. David Icke talks about that a lot. Don't comply with the system. Opt out. And in as many ways as possible. Is that the answer to the psychopath?
They're a gangrenous limb, basically. Amputate. As quickly and as cleanly as you can. If you got a business with them, leave your business, okay? Cut your losses. Even if you've sunk your entire life into it, trust me, just leave it. If they've stolen a brand name or a product from you or a patent or a name or something like that, it doesn't matter, okay? You will kill yourself and probably become one of them if you try to get back what they took from you. Remember that you are a human and they are inhuman. You have the ability to do things which they cannot. You can create from nothing. They can't do that. All they can do is steal other people's ideas, twist and distort. That's the limit of their functionality of creativity. They can deceive, but they can't really do anything without you to give them the energy. So if humanity, and I hope this is one of the ongoing effects, and in fact, I hope this radio show will become part of my legacy after I'm gone from this plane of existence. I hope that part of my legacy will be that I can help through this radio broadcast. This is probably the most important show that I've ever done in my life, and that's saying a lot because I've done over 1,000. I can actually help humanity to free itself from these parasitical organisms called psychopaths. That will be something hugely important. I fear for the future of humanity, and it hurts me in my heart to know that there are still people out there who are dealing with these scum, who are trying to fight them, and don't realize that stop fighting, okay? They need your energy. They feed off of it. Like, I don't know. It seems like there's some kind of a film that I might be thinking of where, Ghostbusters 2. You know what? Do you know what this big creature in the painting was feeding
yes.
off? The thing that was giving it its power, the thing that was allowing it to come to life, the thing that was allowing it to come back to this plane of existence, to dominate the world? Human negativity. They feed off it, they thrive on it, and they create it within you. If you take yourself out of the equation, they have nothing to feed off. If you put a psychopath on an island, even if there's plenty of food for them and there's nobody around, they'll die in a couple of days. They need us to survive. We don't need them. But they're very capable of manipulating us into thinking that we do. That's why they cluster in government. What do the people in government say? You need us. Ooh, no, I don't. We'll be right back, I guess.
Wrong toe. No, we'll be right back, folks. We've got Vinny Eastwood from the VinnyEastwoodShow.com, and you're listening to the Region 10 Report.
Fight the last freedom of imagination, a drowning pop culture of the biggest nation, with armies of idiots brandishing brand names of one corporation or conflagration, the most holy train wreck of all human history. Tell me how you feel.
Hello, everyone. We are back. I think the biggest train wreck of all human history is these psychopaths who are just destroying not only on a grand scale the entire globe, but on a micro scale all of our lives, because we know people that act like this and we can't figure out how do they act like this. They're human just like we are. They bleed just like we do. How do they do these things to us and not feel anything? It doesn't make any sense to me. I know you and I've had...
It doesn't make any sense to you because you're not a psychopath, okay? If you were a psychopath, you'd completely understand being a callous piece of trash.
Yeah, we had multiple conversations about this because I just kept saying, how is it, why is this possible? How is this possible? I don't understand. And like we've discussed before, even in private, just walk away. The best revenge that I've gotten is that I have a great website. I have wonderful people who came and helped me. I have amazing people that have supported me since then.
Oh,
I have
so
one of
lucky.
The biggest websites in alternative media. I have friends that have come since then to help and support me. And I couldn't ask for better. The best revenge for me has been to live well. And so that person is forced to look at me and realize they can't touch me. And that to me is
well,
the
best revenge.
Because,
yeah, but that's because you made your website unhackable.
I did.
Through much strain and stress, you know.
But it was wonderful friends who came and said, okay, this was destroyed. How can we help? Okay, we're going to do this for you. We're going to do, I pay a hefty price for it, but I pay just a fraction of what I actually should be paying because they are friends. And so I'm very grateful. And more people have come to me and put me on the radio shows and support what I do. And I'm very, very grateful. So that is, by not engaging the psychopath and just by doing the best job that I can possibly do, I've actually, been able to achieve revenge without trying.
Well, you know, and this is the thing, you destroy them by getting rid of their food source. Okay? Kind of like Monsanto.
Yes.
Yeah, they feed off off of you. And so, you know, just walk away. So they can't feed off of you. It's pretty simple, isn't it? You know, and I used to think about what's just, what is right. How dare this scumbag mess with my friends? I'm going to expose their scumbaggery and stuff like that. And now I'm like, Vinny, you were an idiot, man. How stupid of you to try and expose psychopathic individuals. Okay, just expose psychopaths in general, because that way none of them has an individual beef with you and comes after you. Well, actually, maybe after doing the show, I'll have every single psychopath on the whole planet after me. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, maybe they have like a little club that they all go to, and they'll put your picture up as next target.
Yeah. They'll be like at Skull and Bones or the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, like David Rockefeller will get up there and go in his evil Rockefeller voice. This person, Vinnie Eastwood, is trying to expose our kind. We must destroy him. I want his head on a plate. I want his skin for a rug.
That was very, very terrifying. Don't do that again.
No worries, bro.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I see, you know, as I say that people can't think like psychopaths, I've tried, and I think about I've come pretty close, but I don't want to step any further. Actually, it's mostly because of who my father was. My father's done some horrible things to people, man, and it occurs to me that I'm just like him in so many ways. What's the term? The sins of your fathers shall revisit you in life.
The sins of the father shall visit the son.
Yeah, and I feel that that's what's happened to me, is that I go through these spurts, like when I'm really angry or frustrated or something, I turn into a monster just instantly, and I'm a horrible person. I have this vicious side to me, You know, I mean, I'm always trying to put out to people that I'm really nice and I'm caring and I'm loving and I'm helping everybody, and it's true. But as much of a good person as I am, as much of a helper that I am, I'm just as bad. I'm the complete opposite to just as high a level. When I'm not good, you know, when I'm good, I'm really good. But when I'm bad, I'm really bad. I mean, the amount of times where I've abused Sarah and called her really horrific names and made her cry and things like that. And then when I snap out of it, I'm like, oh, my God, what have I done? What have I done? No. And then I profusely apologize and try and do this. And I feel guilty about who I am almost at all times, because I know that I am that capable of just being something akin to what a psychopath is. The difference being is I actually feel emotion. I feel regret. I feel guilt. I feel fear. These people don't. Okay. So however bad I can be, I always make up for it, and I don't do anything that I can't take back. Like, I never lay a hand on anybody. I never destroy their personal property. You know, that's the thing that I won't do. But the fact that I have a forked tongue and am prone to giving out real sort of emotionally damaging abuse when I'm not in my right mind, when I'm sleep deprived or under extreme financial strain and stuff like that, scares the frack out of me, frankly, Suzanne. And this is probably one of the reasons why I want to talk about this subject of psychopaths, because they're like me in a lot of ways. And I don't like that part of myself. And so by exposing what a psychopath is and what a psychopath does, I'm actually coming to understand a part of myself, and maybe the hopes that I'll be able to eradicate that from my consciousness, from my mind. And I've been working on it, and gradually through the years, I've been getting better and better and better, but that darkness is still there. It hasn't yet been extinguished, and it scares me that I can be like that.
Well, it's cathartic for you, and that's something that we all need to work on. We all have things about us that we don't like, and some of them are bigger than others. But when we delve into and try and find ourselves, which it sounds like you're trying to do, is and identify this part of you that is part of you. And it's always going to be a part of you, probably. It's probably never going to be eradicated, but it will be something that you can become harmonious with and understand that part of you, so that you don't have to let it out. That you understand from that moment when you're about to switch the flip the switch, that you can say, okay, and step back and not actually go there, you know?
Well, I'm lucky that this country allegedly has free speech, and same with American Freedom Radio, because there are times when this demon within me comes out, and it's usually when the times where it's actually positive that this demon within me comes out is not when I'm insulting or hurting the people that are close to me, you know, friends, family, etc., who frustrate me. It's actually when I'm ranting about scumbags, okay? I believe that they deserve that dark part of me, you know? You know, I've given these really hearty rants through megaphones about how much hate and venom and vile feelings that I have towards these sociopathic pieces of trash that run our nations, that enslave our people, that poison our food and our air and our water, and they do so deliberately. They deserve to have some rage directed towards them. And if I can harness that part of me that I don't like and use it for something like that, I don't really have so much of a problem with that, because they, well,
deserve it. They deserve to be hated. They deserve to be demonized. This is justice. Never underestimate the power of what a single person can do. And, you know, and throughout all of history, it's actually been small, organized groups of determined individuals that have actually accomplished anything. And all these collectivists, commies and so on and so forth, they don't get that. So when they see me out there taking a stand for myself, representative of my nation and indeed the planet, and I particularly respect the people of the United States for going what they're going through right now with their scumbaggery government. These people kind of criticize me, and they say that it's all about me. And it's like, nah, bro. I'm just using what's there so I can do something good for all, because nobody else has really got the same ability that I have. Not the exact same ability anyway. And I'll contribute in whatever way that I can to expose scumbaggery, psychopathy, and to help those who need it most. Suzanne, thank you for having me on.
And, absolutely.
For those of you who don't know who I am, my name's Vinny Eastwood. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. Eastwood as in go ahead. Make my news. And the archives to this show and my shows are at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. And I'll be coming up next for those of you who are listening live. Absolutely.